Podtacular Episode 10, September 25th, 2005.
Well, hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Podtacular, the unofficial Halo 2 podcast.
Officially unofficial.
This is Fumo Jive.
I'm Spellcheck.
And we are double digits for the first time, Podtacular 10.
Oh man, I'm just glad to be back.
Yeah, it's good to have you back, man. Spellcheck was out for a week getting his computer fixed.
It's still broken.
Hopefully that would be fixed shortly, but in the meantime, he's getting it going with with someone else's computer, so Podtacular Studios is rocking on.
Yes, that's right.
So, I understand you have a new gamer tag.
That's true. It's
finally
Spellcheck, ironically. Yeah, that's right. It's
wow.
My name.
And how do you spell Spellcheck?
S-P-E-L-C-H-E-K.
So it's a little play on words there.
So, it's just a really cool thing. I've been playing with all you guys, because everyone found out pretty quickly that I had my own gamer tag, setting this out on the last show. But, yeah, it's been really awesome. I try to rotate my friends, you know, it takes people off I play with I really don't know. Saving, like, all the cool cats that are in staff, I have room for them. But, you know, it's been really awesome playing with you guys.
Sweet. Awesome. Well, looks like we got some news to start off with, some other clan news and things like that.
Oh, yeah.
First off, we have clan invite stuff. Well, at Podtacular, we actually have four clans and going to expand pretty soon as well. But we couldn't fit everybody that wanted to be in a clan into one clan. So we have four clans, and we're trying to get a system going of inviting people. And we've had a whole bunch of issues with that, but we think we might have the solution here.
You are the solution.
That's right. Members can invite. So everyone that is a member of a Podtacular clan, you are also a recruiter. And by recruiter, we mean invite people like that want to get in from the website or something like that. We'll have details on if you want an invite to a Podtacular clan. You can sign up on the website on podtacular.com. We'll have details there. But those of you that are members should be able to access that and just check out people's gamer tags, make sure they qualify, and invite them from there.
It's easy. Easy stuff.
Piece
easy.
Of cake. So, what else? We had a clan tournament recently.
On the 23rd, yep. It was a success.
That's right. You weren't there, though, were you?
Nope. Didn't show up at all.
Man, Spellcheck doesn't even show up to his own tournament.
Well, I'm sorry. I had to go to work. Hopefully
well, that's no excuse.
It's no excuse.
Work. Whatever. No, we want to thank Scotty Sewell for setting that tournament up, though, guys. He did a great job.
Yeah, and he's set up another one. Tournament.
Awesome. This next one's going to be even better, I'm sure.
There's
kind of some crazy stuff that went on in this one, but it worked out. And I think Podtacular 1 beat Podtacular 2 out, didn't they?
It was a fluke.
Interesting.
A fluke, I tell you.
Well, we'll have to see about that next time. Maybe 2 out of 3 here. But congratulations to Podtacular 4, who got first place. It ended up being Podtacular 4, 1, 2, and then 3. So,
hey.
Ouch.
I have the perfect explanation of that. They're modders.
Yeah, we were joking about that. We were like, wouldn't that be funny if somebody modded our own clan?
It's like, so we just had to boot everyone in the game.
Yeah, really.
Dude, hey, I have an amazing story to tell.
Huh.
In the last 2 weeks, in the time I've got my gamer tag, I've beat 2 modders.
Nice.
And, okay, here's the deal. The first one was... I have to ask someone else who was playing with me. He was speed walking, and but he wasn't very good at Halo, so he'd speed walk. It was at Sanctuary. It was neutral flag at Sanctuary. So he'd speed walk to the flag, and then we'd whack him in the back. And then we take the flag and score. So we speed to the flag, we'd whack him in the back, and then we'd score. And so we won the game. because he sucked in Halo 2. And then,
that was awesome.
And then another time, there's these guys that were standby neutral flag on Sanctuary, and they just sucked at Halo 2. So we ended up beating them, which, if you play a standby game, you'll realize how impossibly hard it is, because you'd walk 10 feet forward, and then you'd all of a sudden be, like, 30 feet backwards. Mm. You're like, what's going on? So it'd take about, like, 50 times pushing X where you actually pick up the flag, and the fact that we actually beat them made me laugh hysterically.
Congratulations.
Yeah, so this is kind of just saying, hey, if you play a modder, don't give up, because most of them usually suck.
Yeah, good call, actually. Yeah. I mean, unless they're... I hate when they mod in containment, because it's just like, I don't know.
Oh yeah,
it seems like most of the time you just have no chance. Yeah, they're shooting they're flying warthogs around. They're a while ago I got modded where they were just able to kill someone on a whim, whether they could see him or not. Like, I was hiding inside the base up top where you normally hang out with a brute shot up there, and I was hanging out there on defense protecting the bomb plant spot, and there was no one that could see me, and they just killed me instantly.
Oh,
yeah, it was. They had the killer mods installed, so.
But I got they all bridged got banned. A couple times. And I saw the guys were 50s.
Man.
45s, a 47, a 50, and a 48. And I'm like,
sad.
I bet those are legitimate.
Well, I'm sure you guys have tons of stories too. Because it happens to everyone, but especially at the higher levels, from what I understand. Not that I would know, because I'm only like a level 24.
I'm only a 20 now. I just got 20 the other day. It's good.
Man. Well, yeah, don't expect us to be like, you know, level 45, you guys. So sometimes people like expect us to know like all the juice, you know? It's like, we're about maybe average players.
Yeah.
So
we don't claim to be the best.
But fortunately, with you guys' input every week, we have the most amazing tips and pointers and strategies and all that stuff for you guys. So, good thing. Okay.
Yeah.
That also looks like
we thought it would. Moving on.
Yeah, that's right.
The TV guys. TV.
Yeah. It's looks like Decidus is heading this up now.
Oh gosh, it's finally getting done.
We're kind of changing things over a little bit, though. Decidus is going to film a companion to the show, kind of like showing tips and pointers and things like that and different strategies. He does need some reliable people to help him out, so email us to get on the show, guys, at podtacular@gmail.com, and we'll get that over to Decidus and hopefully get you on Podtacular TV.
I'm looking forward to it. I've always been looking forward to TV ever since I heard of the concept.
Yeah.
Hopefully we can get on. That'd be cool.
That'd be cool.
Guest appearances.
So, let's see. We have clan staff coming and clan staff leaving.
This is sad and happy at the same time.
Yeah. Well, what do we got first here?
I think Can't Touch This had to sadly part ways with us. He's been a staff for a long time, and we're sorry to see him go. Hopefully he can still submit some tips, though, you know.
Yeah. Zanzus had to leave, too. He had to, he's in the military, and he got moved to South Africa for a year. So, in other words, he's kind of out of the picture. But it was kind of a reluctant thing for him. He didn't really, you know, want to leave it, but he definitely had to. But, you know, he did a great job. We're totally going to miss him. And shout out again to all you Royal Air Force guys out there.
RAF.
Understand Halo 2 is a big thing in the RAF. So, pretty cool. But, on the other hand, we have a lot of new staff, right?
Yeah, we got, what's his name? Field of Thunder? Yeah, Field of Thunder's new. We got Shardy. He's cool. He's in my clan. Got Samonata. He's in my clan, too. Also, I got one more person. He's, it's not really a big deal, but Slurpee 3, my brother, he's staffing for me. Just so
cool.
He can kind of stay intact with us.
Sweet.
got Fulcan. He's doing it with us now. And also, we have some Overlord changes going on, too.
Mm-hmm. Gisara is Overlord of Podtacular 3, and Overcast Shadow is now Overlord of Podtacular 4.
Congratulations. So,
yeah, awesome. And, of course,
also,
on the...
Hey, I had a lot of people ask, how do I become a clan staff member? And really, it's not up to what you do that you just become a clan staff member. It's like, we decide that maybe we need someone to help us, and then we
exactly.
take you. It's not like you have to accomplish a certain something.
It's based on if we need staff. If we don't need staff, then what's the use of putting staff on? It's just going to make things more confusing.
But these people have proven their worth to us. So.
Yeah. Well, good luck to them in the future, and it's going to be awesome having them on our team. In the Bungie Weekly What's update, and this is not a news show, so we always kind of gloss over this, but just to let you guys know is that they talked more about the Tokyo Game Show and about their sweet new crib at Bungie headquarters over there, which looks pretty hot.
I saw that. That was cool. Tokyo Game Show.
Yeah. And, they mentioned about their Bungie's next game, which is Halo 3, most likely. They mentioned it's going to look sweet on high def and on 480, which is standard TV resolution.
which is not what I have. I got good old regular TV.
Regular old TV. Black and white with the rabbit ears.
Black and white rabbit ears.
Punching the top of it every 5 minutes. Stupid thing, come on.
Come on, we're in the middle of a slam match. What, man? Stupid junk.
No. Sounds like a Sarge. He's from Georgia.
No more Sarge. Sarge retired.
Sarge is out of the picture. Well, he also said, and this is big news though, he did say that Halo 2 will work on the Xbox 360 and that they'll post screenshots soon. That's the first official confirmation we've had of that. So that is big news, guys.
Yeah. but while, you know, they said this all at Tokyo Game Show, and I just got to make one little interjection here. Two shows ago, when we were talking about Nelson, I said that I might consider getting not 360, a Revolution. Totally out the window now. You're still that controller. It's crap. It's retarded. It's dumb. I do not want a Revolution. I will never want a Revolution. Moving on. Nintendo, I'm disappointed.
Well, anyway. I disagree, but this is definitely not the Revolution show, so we'll save that for another conversation.
Moving on.
But I'm not going to get a Revolution either, but still. Okay, Tygen wrote in like 3 shows back, and this has been sitting on our news page for this whole time. I've noticed that over the past few weeks there have been a few different like cover arts on the podtacular.com podcast post thingy jig, and he said why not let the listeners submit their own creative podtacular cover art to us via email or however, and then feature them on that podtacular cover art right there on podtacular.com. And it could be kind of a weekly feature there. So I think that's a fantastic idea, Tygen. And if you guys want to send in your own like fan art or something like that for that little square that goes on the podtacular.com post for the episode, then feel free, man. We'll put it up there and give you credit.
Yeah, we'd love for you to do it. You can send us over to podart@gmail.com. I just set that up like a minute ago.
Nice. Last minute getting it done. That's cool, though.
Yeah.
All right, so what else we got here?
Not a whole lot. Just, chilling. Because we're all bling, because people are donating to us. Yes!
Oh, yeah, man. Dude, this guy, NSMOPH, NSMoth.
Oh, gosh, you're my new hero, man.
Yeah. We have a PayPal button on the site, guys. Well, guess what this guy did? He sent in $40, and for me that's a big deal, considering that, that pays 4 months of our hosting bill.
That is fantastic.
So hats off to NS Moth, and you guys send him a friend's request, NSMOPH. He's obviously a cool guy.
Don't send him screaming invites. Send him like, hey, to send the show, you're the coolest guy ever, so I want you to be my friend. Send him like messages like that. I love getting those. Because my friends are full right now. You guys loaded me up. So.
Yeah. Okay, well, what else? We got some web resources, right?
Web resources.
It's about time we got some web resources.
What do we got first here? Looks like on HaloWiki.net there is a article of the week that they have every week that kind of talks about ways to improve your game. I saw that on there and just kind of wanted to mention it, you guys. It's a great way to check out some techniques that are done by some of the pros and things like that that will help you guys out in your game. So HaloWiki.net, it's right on the front page. Can't miss it.
Yeah, they have a really cool site, too. I've been there a million, jillion times to look up what a carny hole was.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't remember who I was talking to about that, about carny holes.
I think it might have been me with when the Major was on.
No, I was thinking of talking to Fulkin the other day. Anyways, carny holes are cool. They're not real, but they're cool.
And under the tools section on HaloWiki.net, that's where I actually found that that strategy planning Flash application.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's the one that I was looking all over the place for that I was thinking was on HBO. It was actually
on
HaloWiki.net. Yeah, but, I mean, in that tools section, remember I was saying, it's in the tools section, look in the tools section. Well, that was on HaloWiki.net, that's what I meant. Anyway. So what's next here? Looks like we got a new stats Flash application from Shatterrock Technologies. We'll put the link in the show notes. It's similar to the one we have there now for our clans, as far as showing the stats for the clans and everything. So that's another kind of cool thing that we'll.
I just upgraded to the newer version of Query Spree the other day, and I love it. I love it.
Sweet. Awesome. I don't know if this Flash application uses Query Spree or if it's just by the same company or what, but it looks pretty cool.
Where can I get more information about this, Mr. Boomojive?
At podtacular.com, of course.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. Go to the show notes. Our show notes come out a little bit after our show, guys, and we did this on purpose just so, to make it less complicated for the people that write our show notes, but Fool You Ain't Black writes our show notes, and he does an awesome job, and he does them actually after the show comes out, which is,
Moab
of course,
is my hero.
Yeah, he rules. And also thanks to Mason C2K, I'm getting ahead of myself, but thanks to Mason C2K for doing the HTML on that, and to Gisar, who does the images that we have, like the illustrations.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we got a couple more here.
Gunner5890 told us about a killer new custom games site, and I actually got a chance to go check that out. So, and it was pretty nice. Cool. He doesn't have anything on there yet. It looks really cool. I'm really looking forward to see what he can do for it. But it's pretty nice.
What's the address?
It's over at custom-halo.blogspot.com.
Sweet.
It's pretty swift.
Awesome.
It's pretty swift.
We'll go check that out.
Did I mention it's pretty swift?
It's swift. It's fast. It's high speed. So. Information superhighway. So Rob writes in about a podcast called Geek Speak Radio, and it's geekspeakradio.com. They talk about technology. They talk about video games, they talk about all kinds of cool stuff. So if you guys want to check out another cool podcast, geekspeakradio.com.
Geek Speak Radio. It's geektastic.
Geektacular. Geektrocity. So, anyway.
Yeah. Moving on. See, we got...
Moving on.
For all our Confabulator buddies, you can go to widgetgallery.com. There's a new Master Chief widget. And what it does is he says, you click on it, go like, oddball. Or you just double click on him and like, Spectacular! You know, it's just cool.
Yep, but, I don't know about that impression, but yeah.
I can't do it like Mage did it. Mage was awesome.
Yeah, but really.
You can go over to the site and click on Podtacular Downloads, and you can see.
You can do a search on widgetgallery.com if you search for Master Space Chief. And don't search for Halo because you won't find it, but search for Master Space Chief and it'll be on there.
Or you can go to ours and get the one for Tiger.
Yeah. Yeah, no
and
kidding.
And also, this hasn't gone on the site yet. It'll be by the time this episode goes up. I made a wallpaper.
Hey, you did. Congratulations.
you didn't even know about it. I just told you about it now.
Wow.
Yeah. It's nothing too really that cool. It's just the old logo. The old Master Chief Kung Fu Horse Dance logo.
Yeah. Okay, so, cool.
It's just, you know, I wanted something to represent. Because I've been representing, dog. I've been representing.
Word.
Who I represent.
Well, Old Mogo also made a wallpaper, and we're going to post that shortly.
Yes, I have that.
It's been sitting in the queue forever.
It has been.
But I've been meaning to juice it up a little bit and get it all looking snazzy, but I will do that very soon. Hopefully by the time this episode comes out.
Hopefully. I'll probably forget, though. But hopefully.
Yeah. Well, let's see here. What else we got here? We have a strategy site for each map, and Painkiller05 sends us in, and that's at halo2strat.blogspot.com. So if you want to check that out, it's another blogger site that covers some good stuff.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Anyway, what else we got here? Or do you want to just say yes for a while?
I just want to say yes for a while.
Okay, let me know when you're done.
Yes. 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 Okay, so that's enough.
Okay, thanks.
Now back to our show, already in progress.
Yes. Back to our show. Looks like Captain Master Shotgun or something like that, CIPMSTRSHOTGN, says that HaloVids.com is a pretty cool site. It has lots of Halo 2 videos of all kinds of different stuff, like Machinima.
Saw that.
Was it pretty good?
I've been there. Yeah. The other day.
Sweet.
It was nifty. I liked it. And that's saying a lot, because I'm pretty much zoning out right now. Anyway.
I'm glad you liked it. Crisscross 22 also sends in XboxConnect.com.
Oh, XBConnect, yeah.
XBConnect.com. In case you guys didn't already know about this.
You can do it with PSPs now. Like.
Oh, sweet.
I know. I was like, show me how to set it up. Because how many people have a wireless connection in their house, but no one to play PSP with? I mean, because, like, no one can really take any use of multiplayer. You just, like, that's always been the problem with handheld games. They make a big deal about multiplayer, but you have to find someone else that can play it with you.
Yeah, really.
But this, it's like, what you do is you just pretty much connect your, I know this is a Halo, but you just have your PSP go through your wireless connection to, like, a hub, and it pairs you up like you're actually playing with them. You can play wirelessly. Like, you could have your, like, if your router's in your kitchen or so, you could be playing somewhere else in your house wireless with someone in New Jersey. So, it's pretty cool.
Sweet. Nice. Well, on the Xbox and Halo 2 front, though, you can actually play Halo 2 online without Xbox Live and without paying any money. You just have to be able to...
And you can mod, and no one cares. You won't get banned!
You just don't have matchmaking as far as levels, but you can still play. You know, you can play multiplayer with people from all over the place, and you know, it's a good time if you don't have Xbox Live. Yeah, you just need a computer and your Xbox at the same time. So hopefully they're in the same room.
Yeah, it does take a little bit of setting up to do. Full details and everything are on the site xbconnect.com. So
right. So guys, let's
check that out.
let's move on to the tips here. We've got most of our stuff for today's show is going to be about the map of the week, it looks like, because we had so much response to that. But we do want to finish off a couple things from last week and a couple of tips we do have here.
And that would include Devin Daniels' sniping guide.
Yep, picking up from last week, going on section 2 here. And this is a great guy that he sent in. You know, a lot of really good information about to snipe well.
He makes a lot of cool junk for us.
Cool junk. Junky coolness. Cool junkiness. Anyway, you want to start off with part one here?
Yes, I do. Part one is all about hiding. This weapon is a human military issue. You can probably find that out by reading your guide that comes with your game. Which really, most people don't read that because... waste of time! Anyways, therefore it doesn't have those flashy lights Covenant weapons have, so you can use that to your advantage. You can have your snap rifle out in the open without it attracting attention with those flashing buttons, you know? Like, you can see a sword or a plasma rifle coming at you from miles. Feet.
Yeah, you can see the Covey sniper coming at you for a long ways.
Oh, yeah.
If it's dark.
And definitely see the swords.
Yeah.
Anyways, stay in the shadows. Use cover to your... advantage, and like use your muzzle flash from lighting up the whole area. If you're clever enough, actually extend the rifle into a lighter place. If the place has a recent carnage, actually duck into a pile of corpses. The beam rifle has a problem because of its shape. If you prop it right, the snap rifle will look discarded. A beam rifle won't.
Interesting. So you can kind of hide your muzzle flashes, and you can also kind of hide where you are in a pile of bodies. That's pretty cool. Okay, so part two, we got hiding the trail here.
This is the hard part, because I know, like, it's like you see the trails, so it's like, oh no! Oh no!
Yeah, really. Nice sound effects, man. That's pretty cool.
I was glad you're doing games.
Well, he mentions if you like sniper rifles, then you know that the hydrogen trail is a dead giveaway. I don't know if it's a hydrogen trail.
But hydrogen?
I don't know about that, but it's definitely commonly called a contrail anyway. So he mentions learn to hide it. To do this, stay in the shadows, then fire it so the trail appears right where the light starts. Harder to spot. Target someone, shoot, and fall off a ledge at the same time so people will think you're still on the ledge jumping from the trail. Look at where your trail will go and make it so it won't hit any shadows. So that's kind of a good idea.
Section 3, the beam rifle. This is the mortal enemy of anyone who plays Legendary, but when you're playing, it's actually a really good thing because no need to reload. You can do...
there you go.
You can pop out a shot like bam, bam, bam. It's really good for racking up that kill-tacular, or that if you can stay hidden long enough, you can get some good kills with it.
Definitely. He talks about that in a minute, too. In part one, though, he talks about hiding with the beam rifle. And yes, there's much different ways to hiding a beam rifle than a sniper rifle. First of all, they glow, which is not good. It's an easy giveaway. So learn to make it so the rifle stays undercover, but you can still shoot. Not an easy thing to do, though. The easiest way to learn it is to stand behind cover, playing a friendly game with a beam rifle, and have a friend tell you when he can and he can't see the glow. Do this until you hide the glow every time.
Yeah, that's a good idea, too. Part 2 is all about timing the shots. The beam rifle introduces a new interesting concept to halo sniping, no need to reload. A useful tool, this, however, makes headshots a necessity. There's about 1.5 seconds before you can fire again, or else it'll overheat. It's much faster if you don't overheat, so get your timing down. Create a custom game and just shoot until your timing is perfect.
Right. So, like, vary those shots a little bit. Take a little bit more time so that it doesn't overheat. So that way, of course, you know, your weapon doesn't overheat. Everything's good.
Yeah.
You don't run out of ammo, all that stuff. So that's it for the sniping guide. And we also have a tip sent in by Legal Paper. He mentions... yeah, really. He's 8.5 by 14 inches. he mentions that on every hap, on every map, when you get a weapon, your melee is very slow on huge weapons like the rocket launcher, brute shot, battle rifle, etc. But he mentions that there is a glitch. I hate that word glitch, but there is a
we say malfunction. Thing.
There's a thing what that makes your melee. It makes your melee up to 3 times faster. Now we've talked about this before, but he mentions it a little bit different way.
Yeah, yeah.
The way to do that is to hit B to melee, and right when you hit that, hit the F to the X afterwards very quickly. It should sequence like this: B pause XB pause XB etc. And
the pauses are
very short pauses. Yeah, in between melees.
XB. You got to be like really it's enough time where you can. Just make sure it hits them.
Right. Yeah. See, that's the trick, though, is that if you cancel with the X button too soon, you won't even hit them at all, and it'll be a total, you know, waste. You'll be like spazzing out, and they'll be like, "Wow, he's not even hitting me."
Like, why is he just motioning his arms crazy?
And you're just like, "Wah wah 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 wah," or something like that. Anyway, he mentions to practice first with the brute shot. It's noticeable as far as like the melee is a lot more pronounced. You can get a deadlier, faster weapon with the brute shot.
Yeah.
It really works when meleeing the flag carrier or just any other person for that matter. So, good tip.
All right. Moving into a big team tip we had this week. Master Hans says, when the game type is planting the bomb, he found it really useful to look down at the ground while arming, so when you killed any weapon other than the rockets, you'll drop the bomb almost on the plan area, which is really good because, like, if it's a grenade, you'll get the bomb will go with you pretty much, and which really mm-hmm. sucks, like, because then when I pick it up, it might go it goes down whenever you're outside the arming area, so
right.
if they have to pick it up off the ground, like on a lower level, and then they're almost like, oh no, what are we gonna do?
Right. If it stays in the arming area, it's best. So if you look down when you're arming it, it won't, you know, fly out into the, you know, outside of the arming area. Or even if it's like, for instance, in lockout, it won't fly off the map altogether and have to start over.
Oh yeah.
So it's definitely a good thing. Of course, rockets. You know, don't yell at your teammate if they get rocketed and the bomb goes flying because it's not their fault.
Unless they. Map of the week! Yay! Map of the week!
All right. That was a good transition there, man. That was solid. Nice. That was smooth as ice.
What did you expect me to do? I kind of got myself in a pickle.
Yes, you did.
I thought I knew a way that you could counteract that, but guess
counteract
what?
The pickle?
You eat them.
Anyway.
They're just pickles.
Enough about pickles.
Anyway.
Yeah. So, what else we got here? Gold the Fishman writes in. He says, it may be obvious, but somewhat true. And, of course, this map of the week is Terminal this week. Got a lot of tips in, so get ready, guys. It's going to be a long one, but very useful, of course. So, back to what we're doing here. You mentioned it's obvious but true, but if you are good with it and you're playing... an objective game on defense, use the Wraith to its fullest extent. In the beginning, he hides at the hill to the back of the red base, and when the Warthog jumps the track, he's ready to take out the Goss. And after that, you can easily guard the base. He played one game where they armed the bomb 5 times, but each time he shot at the bomb guy, and it didn't plant and flew out of the base. So,
no,
that's definitely
see,
a good
that's
tip.
That's what we're talking about. Like, just look straight down. It's perfect.
Yeah, yeah. No, but see, he's getting hit by a power weapon there.
Oh, like,
and the
like
bomb's
a Goss
going
cannon or something like that.
He's getting hit by the Wraith. So
see,
it's tearing
sucks.
Him up.
He's exactly. Can't really do much about that.
Exactly.
Oh, I feel for you, man.
Okay, so we got another one, right?
Yeah, we got one here from G.A. Lewis. He says, in flag and bomb games, types... stuff. It's a must for the offensive team to obtain the rockets to take out the defensive Wraith. Yes! How many times do I have to tell teammates, hey, grab rockets, there's a guy, a Wraith on the map. Okay. They get blown up.
Exactly.
It's like, I'm going to go on the bomb. Go grab the rockets. Okay. How come I was getting killed by a rocket? I'm slow. So just do not forget to grab those rockets on offense or defense. It's a necessity.
Definitely.
A necessity. That's like saying, oh, okay, we're going to leave all the snipers out so all they can take us and go shoot us so we can't score. Ever. Also, yeah. Do not use Wraith or Rocket. Don't use the Warthog until the Wraith has been taken out by the Rocket. Because there's really no point, because you're going to be the really easy target for the Wraith. Unless you can take a really good route. But for the most part, yeah. The Wraith is just going to shoot that little beam right into the bomb arming place and just knock the crap out of you.
Yeah.
Besides, the Wraith on the defensive team doesn't have any power weapons, and most people go for the sword. I mean, most people don't go for sword. That's a really easy way you can take that out, because it's really kind of it's not really in a hard place for the other team to get. They just don't grab it.
Yeah.
Another efficient strategy he has is that he's been experimenting on is what his team and him have been doing at the beginning of the offensive round: just get the Warthog filled and rush the base, and the other guy goes for rockets in case the rush doesn't work, and stop in the caves and get out of the cave and go to the arming point. Sometimes this works because the defensive player gets caught off guard. Other times, they don't notice whoever's on the bomb, they shoot the wrong guys. But it only works about half the time, so I really don't recommend it, what he says. Mm. But if you can work it out, then go for it. So, he's got some defensive ones, but we've got so much stuff for this map.
Yeah.
We had some good stuff, but we're moving on.
Yeah, we're just going to have to skip around and get what we can done and hope the show isn't like 56 hours long.
Let's hope for it. The main Spellcheck show is almost 2 hours.
Oh, man. Well, thanks to Spellcheck for cutting that down, by the way.
It was 2 hours.
Oh, man. Killer. Well, ChrisCross22 writes in that this may seem pointless to some people, but if you do it while you're winning, it can help a lot. In a Team Slayer game, you may want to try to get people in the room above the parking garage, the secret room, in other words. Try to get people up there, especially if they have the sniper. To get up there, one person can get on top of another person's head, then have the person on bottom jump, and when the person's at his highest point, have the person on top jump to land in the room. You may need to practice this, of course, but this is one of the best spots for sniping. And when you do get up there, there is a vulnerability to grenades, of course, if the other team finds you there, so be careful. The best spot to avoid grenades is at the corner near the three windows. You can't really get sniped from right there.
But just getting in that room is hard, so usually you'll have to spawn there, actually get up there. But
yeah.
I've known people who actually have miraculously done that somehow, like they'll both jump off a box and get it somehow.
Another person mentions later on, I don't know his name right now because I'm not there yet, but he mentions that if you park the Warthog under there or some other vehicle or a box or something, and then get a guy on top of it, and then jump on that guy's head, then it makes it easier.
But it's still hard.
That's a good tip. Yeah, it's you still have to jump on somebody's head and then jump off from there. So, all right.
Feel the Thunder writes in, look both ways before crossing the tracks. I cannot stress how much importance that is of. People just
how much importance that is
like
of.
Run, owned by a train.
Yeah, early by the Guardians.
Sometimes it can save you, sometimes it will destroy you. But there was this one time that is on a game there, and these guys, we had like nobody in our base. We were gonna get just owned, and they were gonna rock our butts. I swear it. Anyways, they come across. There's three guys in the Warthog, a rocket guy like right behind him, and a ghost. Owned by the train. Owned. They were side by side. Both of them got demolished.
Nice.
Whole team gone. Rocket, sniper, all ours. They lost the game because they didn't look both ways.
That's so funny. Man.
Anyways, he said you can jump on another teammate's head to get in the spawn hive. That's that little room up there. And it's a really good sniping spot. But it's kind of ridiculous the way people try and get up there. Most people will just try and never get up there, leaving you high and dry and getting ready to get assassinated by the sword guy. So,
yeah. Okay.
Yep.
Well, let's see. He's got a bunch of other ones, but we're kind of moving ahead here. Wojmohoitz writes in. Love that name, of course. Writes in and says, you can block the side door to the back alley beside the defensive base with a dumpster. Use the Wraith and boost while pressing down A to get up, he says. Then simply push the dumpster in front of the door. And this makes it much more difficult for a flag carrier to escape in that direction.
Nice.
I'd kind of have to see a diagram to understand what he's talking about, but I get the idea. It's kind of like blocking off the doors in Waterworks.
People move boxes at Turf, so you can't take the Warthog through there.
Oh, yeah, huh? Hmm.
It's just clever.
Think of that. Cool.
So.
Well,
yeah.
What else?
Freak in a Box says, don't get hit by the terrain.
Okay. Awesome.
If you grab an overshield, like, right before, like, there's on the far side back where there's, like, on the big giant open side, you know what I'm talking about? Where the Wraith mm-hmm. is. On that side, that's where the overshield is. Mm-hmm. If you just grab overshield and get hit by a train, you'll live through it. Every time.
Hmm.
Because if it's while you're charging, you're totally invincible. If you have overshield, it'll decimate you. But if it's charging, you'll just get hit backwards or hit forwards. So.
Okay, but you kind of don't want to get hit by the train, right?
That's not right. Because if it's a multi-bomb, you take your bomb guy, you grab the overshield, hopefully you see you hear the train gun getting ready to come, it'll push you all the way across the map. You'll fly with the bomb, and you won't die.
Oh, crazy.
And you'll have overshield.
Hmm.
That's my tip.
Nice.
I'll have to try that in a custom game or something. That's perfect. Or with flag or anything. If you need to get across the map, just get hit by the train. It'll launch it with you.
You got to have perfect timing, though, and of course you got to get the overshield and while it's charging, so
yeah,
that's going to take some practice.
Yeah, I most definitely say practice, because on the other one you can kind of see it coming if you're going to go backwards, but for this way, you got to know, you don't really see the train coming, it just kind of comes, because it's going to be coming at you from the shorter distance. But I don't know, just try it. Work it out, see what you can do.
Cool. So, I think Freak in the Box was talking about a specific thing about trying not to get hit by the train, right?
Uh-huh. Just walk on the other one that's coming. If you see it's coming, jump and go the opposite direction so it doesn't really hit you.
So, like, walk on the left side. If you're walking on the train tracks, walk on the left side so you can see it coming towards you. Because if you walk on the right side, it's going to hit you in the back and you won't be able to see it coming.
Yeah.
So that's the idea. let's see, I'm Number Q writes in, he says his tip
Q.
for this, yeah, I know, he says, I'm Number Q isn't an inside joke, it's just a name I came up with because I'm not so smart and I thought it was funny at the time, my bad. Wow, okay, well thanks for the confession, and over to his tip, he mentions at the beginning of a CTF or assault match, if you're on the defending team, spawn in that attic place. Don't forget that there's a little window that reveals where the attacking team is and how they're going to attack your base. You can also walk outside that window on the ledge thing and battle rifle the stragglers. So that's kind of a good tip.
Hmm. Sounds interesting.
So we got another one, right?
We got another one. This one comes to us from Shardy, my clan staff guy. Anyways, he says, if you have a sniper and you want to use it to its fullest, go to the second story of the parking garage, stay in the far left corner of the floor, and watch the door and ramp. It's really easy place to get headshots on your opponent. Oh, if you also could mention my name, it would be awesome. I don't think I've ever mentioned Rugby Rocks, Left Pod 2. Yeah, forgot to mention him. I took a spot just wondering, but hey, keep up the good work. A little key point. Podtacular 2 is better than Podtacular 1. Hi-oh!
You know, I think that's already been proven, but we'll do it 2 out of 3 and find out.
Hey, I don't think that I could have been in there, because I couldn't. So as soon as I think I can be there in the past, I'll go beat you.
We'll see.
When I get
we'll
time
see.
Machine, I'm gonna alter time.
Anyway, he says a few more things, right?
He also said he thought of another tip. When you're sniping and you're jumping down and actually try to aim your snipe at the person when they're coming down, it makes it a lot easier to hit your opponent just to whack it with a snipe. I thought that someone might be linked with swipe, but not certain yet. Also, when you're moving around, move left and right when you aim. Like, when you aim, come together and shoot. This is another way that I think might be a swipe, but not proven. It all seems to work with me. I get 15-plus kills a game.
Really? Sweet.
15-plus kills. It's pretty good. Unless you're playing a game to 250. Hey-o!
Yeah, well, Jeff Pilot writes in.
50. And this is all just a little hint when you're playing snipers on Colossus. Oh, not...
Yeah, we'll save that for the Colossus, Colossus map of the week.
Which is never... Hey, Colossus, hi-o! I really don't like Colossus. I really don't.
Yeah, we'll talk about that when Colossus comes around for the map of the week. But Jet Pilot writes in. He says, steal, steal, steal. Okay, thanks.
Okay, nice.
No, he says, if you can get into the enemy's... Yeah, appreciate it.
I like that one.
I think that might wind me up in jail or something. I don't know. But he writes in...
Oh, hog. He says...
I'll steal...
Get in their base and steal their hog. It won't spawn unless it's blown up. So you can have two hogs, a ghost, and a wraith.
Sweet. So steal their hog so they won't have it, and then it won't spawn unless it's blown up. Sweet.
No, just don't let it blow up. Like, don't,
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, don't go blow
it won't,
up.
It won't respawn. Unless it's blown up, so don't let it blow up, yeah. Anyway, so...
It's a good idea.
RizKid543 writes in. He mentions that to get the sword without any worries of an incoming sniper rocket or whatever, go to the second level of the parking garage and jump from the depicted platform. Don't know what he means by depicted, but I think extending platform is what he means, something like that. So that's a good one. Overshield and sword. It's definitely a good one. Overshield and sword are placed on the rails where a train makes instant kills happen, and the sword can be jumped down to from a high ground near the hive base, the base that's on the that's the defense base in one flag game types.
Oh yeah,
that's a good thing too. You can jump right down there and snag it.
Oh wait, no, I see what he means now.
Yeah,
because I'm dumb.
Pretty cool. He also mentions you're dumb. He also mentions that beneath the sword tracks along the cement wall, near the garage, is a generator box, and you can quick jump into the garage from the ground using that generator, and then hopping into the garage. The sword can be reached from below, also, in addition to being jumped down from above. To grab it from beneath, just hop up onto the box near the sword, and then crouch jump up onto the tracks. If you're coming down from above, it will be in the upper level of the parking garage looking down at the sword. The jump appears to be far, but if you crouch, you'll land and grab the sword easily.
Oh.
Good call.
Okay.
All right, so moving on.
Moving on. In the show. Anyways, code 35 char. Whoa.
Code star.
Code 35 char says, for one person or two, if not confident, is when you start in the spawn point above the flag or bomb point, go down in the hole that leads to the parking garage and go for rockets. Everyone says rush the rockets. Oh, wait, hold on. He's maybe you should just stay there and, you know, kill the guy who rushes the rockets. That's an idea, I guess.
I think he's saying lob some grenades over there so that when they're in the rocket booth, they can't, you know, they're kind of stuck. And they're trying to grab the rockets, and you got grenades just blowing them up. So then you can take the guy out, grab the rockets, and run away.
Well, hey, just be sure that you don't make the rockets fall out of the little spot, because that's how most people will tell if they see the rockets down, like those glance. So make sure your grenades are not going to be blowing up the rockets and knocking out of its place. It's very,
yeah,
very muy importante.
Yep. So what else we got here?
We got one here from Ogon. Ogon. Oh! That's actually his name. His name is
Ugon.
Ugon. U-G-O-N. Ugon. An interesting hiding spot, which these are sometimes called carny holes. Hiding spots where you can't really find anybody. They're called carny holes. Look at the Halo Wiki for more information about this. Interesting hiding spot in the defensive base in CTF. It's up top on the neon sign that wraps around the pillar. If you crouch up there while looking around, you may get down the drop on anyone trying to raid the base on the train track bridge. Also, this is a spot mostly safe from all your teammates firing race shots in the base. And with another guy trying to contest rockets and another guy guarding the street with the sniper rifle, your defense will be perfect. I know what he means.
Awesome.
It's kind of gay, I think, that sometimes. You can't really get past them, but...
Hmm.
I don't know.
Okay.
That's his tip. Thanks, well, Ugon. I was seriously going to say Ugon.
See, that's the thing. He mentioned how to pronounce his name, so that's why I wrote it out phonetically. You know, it's... honestly, it's like, it may not be a good thing if you have to tell someone how to pronounce your name. In Xbox Live, considering you can pick your own name, but that's just me. Anyway, Gemini Ace writes in saying he hates this map. Okay, next tip. No, just kidding. What the heck, man? Write in English. Come on, people. Learn some grammar. You can take out the tank with a Goss Warthog if you have a good driver and gunner. He says his sister and he have taken out the Wraith many times with the Hog. Well, yeah.
Oh.
His sister and he, that's right.
Down there, it's on that good grammar.
Well, it wouldn't be his sister and him. It would be his sister and he. Anyway. We can debate about grammar later.
Okay.
His sister and himself, Gemini Ace, have taken out the Wraith many times with the Hog, with the Goshawk, that is, and then just suppressed the other team with it until their guys could deliver the bomb or take the flag. Other than that, he just goes in from below. He actually had his best Slayer game on this map, but he still hates it.
Sweet.
Okay.
Sweet. Sweet. Anyways, Rasta Jesus. I played him a lot.
Sweet.
A lot of games then. He said he's got a really great tip for the map. If you're patient enough, many heals will come your way. He's mainly used on snipers, but it's still pretty usable in Slayer matches. The key is to getting on the spawning... Yeah, in the spawn hive. The attic of the garage. And you know where you can't usually get to. If you crouch near the hole that leads to the second floor garage, you can look through the hole down the ramp towards the rock and see whoever walks at the ramp with an easily placed headshot. If you're not spawned in the attic or playing a Slayer match where you don't start with a sniper, you should get a Warthog park at the hole. Use a teammate to boost you into the hole and into position. Of course, boost by standing on your teammate's head while he strands the jump. Now the teammate should move. The Warthog is to hide your trail. If you leave it there...
That's what I'm talking about. Where the guy jumps on the Warthog and then you jump on that guy's head and jump into that spot. That's what I was talking about.
There. Don't be messy.
Right.
You know, so they know you're up there.
Right. Yeah, so Quality Jevridge writes in. He says he's not a big fan of hiding the bomb or the flag, but if for whatever reason you feel it's absolutely necessary, he knows a pretty good place. You can grab the bomb or the flag and run along the tracks in the direction of the offensive base, and he suggests starting your run at the sword spawn on the tracks, and then just run as far as you can until the train hits you. Yes, you'll die, but the bomb or the flag will land on the tracks, and other players will have quite a time trying to get it. Also, wait until the train goes by once before you start running, of course. That way you'll have the most time to run, and make sure you have teammates covering you. Running along such a narrow space makes you a very easy target. That's a good one. He also, real quick, mentions on if you're on a assault or CTF defense game, you'll notice that there are two columns on either side of the X where the bomb is planted. Some might argue this is a plus sign. He says that's an RVB joke. I don't get it. I don't really watch RVB. But you can jump onto the one closer to the flag spawn. Just crouch from the slope that comes out of the train station. He's doing his best to explain this here. Onto the sign on the column that says something like station. You can drop down from there with the sword and take anyone out. It comes in to plant the bomb or take the flag. So there's basically like a sign over there that's near some columns that you can get on top of and just get the drop on anybody that comes in for the flag or bomb.
So, yep. I don't know, it's kind of zoning out for a second. I do that occasionally.
Alright, well, you back?
I have no clue how to pronounce that one. EELZ07. Is that Eels?
Eels 07.
Okay. That guy, 07, says, I know this sounds obvious to everyone, but you would not believe the times that people do this. And if you're going to run along the tracks, you know, run the left side. You know, we said that earlier. Just don't be stupid. It's a train track. You don't go walking on train tracks in real life. If you're going to do it, be careful. Okay?
Yeah.
If you walk on train tracks in real life, you're going to be scared for your life. You can hear it go, be careful.
Legal Paper writes in, and by the way, Legal Paper, please write in paragraphs instead of writing like an entire novel in one paragraph.
Novella,
thank you.
Short story.
War and Peace.
Haiku.
Anyway. Haiku. He has a few things to say on Capture the Flag games of Terminal. When you're going to get the flag, when you spawn in the highest room where you can only fall, go out the window where the plasma grenades are and walk as far as you can on the left on the window walkway. And from the end of that corner, you can jump to the pillar that's right in front beneath you that holds the tracks. Hopefully you guys are following this here. Make sure you jump after the train, or you can, or you'd be risking it, of course. From the pillar, you can easily jump to the base with a flag on the ledge of the window where the flag is facing the front of the base. Grab it and run onto the tracks again. This should be so fast that the guarding team ahead, the guarding team should only have SMGs still, not to mention the battle rifles that are waiting and the shotgun. If a guy on their team is going to get the rocket launcher, he shouldn't be back yet, unless he's a modder or something, or you're too slow. So, good call.
Yeah, sounds fun.
Yeah, hopefully you guys can decipher that. It's kind of a lot of audio description of visual things.
Yeah, no, sometimes you guys can, you know, sometimes you guys can give us a little more clue on what you mean.
Yeah, that would help.
So.
Anyway, so we got a few more here, right?
Yeah, we got one from here from Richie Rich. He says, on CTF offense, if you and one of your teammates goes to the garage, there's an easy way to capture the flag. I usually only do it with only one other teammate and have the others make mad rushes to distract the enemy. You pick up the rockets, go up the ramp through the door that will lead you to the alleyway with the dumpster. Have the person with the rockets jump down while the other stays up. The person with the rockets kills the enemies in the base, grabs the flag, tosses it up to the teammate. The teammate then has an almost covered path back to the base and can easily score. I also advise the rocket to go out, kill the Wraith because he can cut him off as the Wraith goes to kill a flag guy, or to spam the base with Wraith shots. I like spam. As, you know, used anything.
Spam, 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 spam. Anyway.
On Slam, I just take the sniper near your offensive base and then head all the way back to the end of the road that the sniper is on. Near the train exit, or hog jump spot, if you stay back there, enemies will continually try to attack the Wraith, for whatever reason. If you are at the end of the road, enemies will not see you, and it's easy to pick them off. There's also a large rock up there you can snipe down with the courtyard with. The trick is that the particular sniper, and to make the enemy come to you. Three plots. Simple. The Wraith rules. Three plots. So.
Good call.
Yeah. Yay, awesome. Yay!
So, Gunner5890 writes in. He says, in a Capture the Flag game, if you get on the tracks onto one of the middle platforms in between the two tracks, you can be hit by the train and boosted back to your base. This is hard. This is what we were just talking about. It's hard, but it takes a lot of practice and to get it just right. And you should make sure you get hit by the right train, or you will get boosted back to the other team's base. That would suck.
That would suck.
You're like trying to get boosted by the train, you get boosted to the wrong base. Wow, that'd be bad.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm talking about, being boosted to the base.
Yeah, but you don't want to get boosted to the wrong base. That'd be so lame.
Anyways,
okay,
that's
well,
a free map of the week.
Yep. So, I hope you guys like those tips. If you want to check out more tips, check them out on podtacular.com. On the show notes, or you can get details on these on the show notes, or also you can check them out on the comments part to where we say Map of the Week for Terminal.
So, yep.
Check it out. On to some custom games.
Some game types.
Yeah, we got a bunch of these as well.
Oh, yeah, as always. Got one here from D-Money. This one's called Boomers. And it's green on Zanzibar, it's invisibility. Everyone's invisible. No shields, grenades, only rockets, all vehicles. You know, the challenge is to know how to tell everyone is because they're invisible. Shooting the ground really helps because without shields, jumping can't save you because it's all singular team. Sounds like a good old time. Hey, D-Money, send me a party invite. I'll go play with you, man. I promise.
Yeah, it sounds pretty cool because, like, yeah, you can't jump to avoid, you know, rocket shots because you get shot, you know, right below your feet, whether you jump or not. Jumping's not going to help. So it sounds kind of cool.
Yeah.
Also got one called, I'm going to skip down a little bit over to Boss Hog because I want to make sure I mention this.
Oh, yeah.
And this was sent in by Testrug. This one looks so awesome, and I don't know how we've missed this for like three shows in a row.
I think it's the bottom of the show notes.
Yeah, I got this a little ways down on this one, too. That's why I skipped down because I want to make sure I get it. Here's what it is. It's a moving King of the Hill game with Warthog vehicles, and it's an all-out demolition derby where the only way to gain time is to be in the hill and in a Warthog uncontested, meaning the option to gain time when contested is turned off. The only way to knock your opponents out of the hill is using your vehicle. So he recommends about 2 to 4 players. Coagulation hosts the most Warthogs for. Ghosts can be substituted if needed, but we mainly use the other vehicles to get to the Warthogs quicker. The hill move is set to 30 seconds, and the total time is set to 3 minutes. No grenades and starting weapons are pistols to help ensure that nobody blows up the vehicles, but there's a twist. If there's only one vehicle presently on the map in, you know, driving condition, you can fight over the vehicle by pulling each other out. And he mentions this is fun to play on turf, as there's only one Warthog. Big maps are recommended, but he and his friend have played this game type on every map that is vehicle-able and is equally as fun. He puts a note in here is that Coagulation is the best map probably for this game type, but the hill will sometimes move on top of the base, and obviously it's pretty difficult to get the vehicle on top of the Warthog on top of the base there. He and his friend usually agree to just zip around the field until it moves again.
Sweet.
Nice. So we'll have to play that one sometime soon.
Oh, also, we have the official MLG game types, the 4-on-4 game types, and this is how they go off. All of them, pretty much, they have pretty strict rules. If you play an MLG, like, FFA game, like, people play those all the time, and no sword, no noob combo. They are like that. They try and keep the gameplay of the game as close to fair as they can get it. So, if you're to play a game, you need to know that all resolve ties are off. There is no suicide penalty. The motion sensor is off. Team changing is off. There is no response time modifier. There's no betrayal penalty. And weapons respawn double time. That's just how they all go. This is officially how it works.
All right. The noob combo and sword thing, though, I've never run into that before. So that's kind of, I don't think that's an official rule, but some people may choose to.
I meant like everyone who plays like that, and it's really more so you're not going to be gay and go on a gay spree.
Whatever. Well, if it's in the rules of the game, don't play it that way. But you know, if people don't,
I'm sure like they'd tell you, but.
Yeah, exactly. Only if they tell you. So what else here?
But just keep, the Team Slayer, pretty much they're all battle rifle or sniper rifle, or a form, yeah. Or the carbine, or cutty weapon. You know, they have a Team Slayer, and it's just 20 minutes BR. You know,
mm-hmm.
And they have Team Slayer at Sanctuary, 20 minutes sniper rifle on what? Like, so you start with sniper, secondary is the BR, and sniping weapons on the map. So they're all pretty basic. It's really kind of more to bring out the old Halo days where everyone had a pistol and an assault rifle, and that's all you needed.
Right, and they're turning off always the motion sensor and giving you BRs by default as your starting weapon for most of these game types. For some others, they're using snipers, but you know, that way it makes it more like the four-shot kills of the old-school pistol.
Yep.
Cool. So let's see. We also have a this is kind of a different kind of custom game here. It's called it's just No Scope Training, and it's sent in from Conan, who's a Dutch listener that we have here.
Woo, go Dutch!
Right on. Thanks, Conan, for sending this in. He made up a custom game to practice no scopes, and this is something I had hoped to mention on the last show, but somehow didn't get it in there. Good thing for sniper training. It's good for overall aiming as well, because you learn to shoot without the auto aim. And what it is it's a game for just one player. You just set up a custom game, and generally you play it just on lockout. The objective is to shoot all the exploding barrels. There's 10 different spots altogether. And you use these settings. You set the match options to 6 rounds. You can use less, but 6 works best for him. Set the round time limit to 1 minute, and keep rounds resets map on. Also, he saying that the starting weapon is the beam rifle. Weapons on map none, and no grenades. You'd think it was simple, but you have 1 minute to destroy all 10 exploding barrel spots. And because the round resets the map. Is on, then you can try again right after the round without restarting the game. You can also make some extra rules for yourself to make it more interesting. For example, he likes to keep moving and shoot the barrels from another platform or room so they're not too close. And you can also try to shoot each object just once and then move on to the next one if you miss. Or try to make all the shots in midair. Using this human sniper makes it also a bit harder because you have to reload after 4 shots. So this is good, you know, training for no-scope and shooting without auto-aim.
Yeah. Yeah, most definitely. Yeah.
Cool.
Oh, this one I have to mention is called the Library Flood. And the 3 teams, Humans, Red, Covey, Purple, and the Flood, Brown. And note that you don't change teams as it's not zombies. But Humans can only use Humans, Covey can only use Covey, and the Flood can use any. It's team Shalari to 50... You know, try and get as many people in there as possible. You know, primary weapons, start with SMG. Secondary, plasma rifle, so you, like, you know, you start as whatever you can pick. You can just kind of switch over what you got, where you're supposed to be having. One was on mat default, and overshield's on, which I think you could probably skip that part. You know, the overshield's, because it's going to be hard anyway, so.
Yeah.
It sounds fun.
Sounds cool. Also got one called Battlefield 2, sent in from Poobinator. I don't know what a Poobinator is, but it sounds painful. Anyway, this is a Territories game, and I don't know if any of you play Battlefield 2, but if you do, maybe this will sound familiar. It's no shields, battle rifles and pistols, human weapons on the map, and you set it to a long territory capture, and it's best played on Zanzibar or Relic. So it's a long Territories game, kind of like SWAT. Sounds cool.
One has no name. It's a Slayer variant from Justin TIB9. It's not a team game. Everyone starts off with a sword, a shotgun, has extra damage, damage resistance, overshield, and active camo. The weapons on that are all default. Vehicles, a warthog or goshawks, scorpion tanks, wraiths, banshees, everything. Kill limit to 50. And it's just, sounds like a pretty cool game. Like, you know, it'd be kind of hard. But,
yeah.
It'd be interesting.
It's like everything at once.
Sounds like needs a cool name. Well, I'm gonna name it Justin Tib 9. It's gonna be called Hard. That's his name. Hard. So.
Hard.
If you wanna play Hard? No, Valiant. It's gonna be called Valiant. If you wanna play Valiant?
Valiant.
Then you can check out our site. What it's called? I named it for you.
Valiant.
So,
you have a new name.
You guys wanna play Valiant? You know, send me an.
Yeah. Oh yeah, Valiant. Oh yeah.
Variant.
I know that game. Yeah, that game's awesome. It's so popular.
The Slayer variant called Valiant.
There's also one.
I think that's all we have for them this week. You know?
Well, I just want to mention one more. There's also one that this wasn't sent in, but I've played this with some people recently. And forgive me if I don't know who it is and don't know where to give credit, but you can probably write it in the blog and send me your hate mail and all that. But it's called Newbie Booby. And it's called Newbie Booby. And it's a stupid name, but it's basically just all noob combos and overshields.
Oh.
Which is really awesome. Starting weapon, plasma pistol, secondary weapon, battle rifle, overshields on. Not like overshields on map, but, you know, your shields are overshields. And so you have to use the noob combo to take out their overshield and then fire the... Yeah, I played it on lockout a few times. It was really fun. So, you guys check that one out. Cool.
Wow.
So, those are our custom games.
Wow.
Wow, that's all you can say. Wow.
I'd say we move into some segments. You know, but
yeah,
just, you know, we get the good segments, guys.
Definitely.
That's us.
Got some good things sent in this week.
I don't know who you compare us to, you know, but we have the best segments of all time. I promise. All right.
I'll take your word for it.
I think, you know, just listen. Here's the segments.
Say what? I came back to life for this.
Be part of the show. Email your own segments at podtacular@gmail.com.
Oh, there's one over here. Oh, ooh, roadkill.
Don't forget to call our listener voicemail, 206-888-HALO.
Hey, guys, this is XX Clone Minds XX, and I just wanted to give a big old Oklahoman shout-out to Spellcheck for being a cool Oklahoma kid who plays Xbox and has the best podcast out there. All right, guys. Talk to you later. Love the show.
Hello, this is Paul Matthews with the Lenny Group at 1-800-599-0235, extension 4010.
Are we getting spam voicemails?
I'm about the opt-in internet inquiry that you had placed on the internet. I wanted to let you know that I do have a lender that I'd love to pre-approve you on a 1.25% loan. That is a 30-year loan, by the way. I'd love to be able to put this into processing. So just give me a call ASAP, and... Well, from what I can tell, you will save up to 45% on your monthly payment. So, again, this is Paul Matthews with the Lending Group, 1-800-599-0235.
Who spams a voicemail? I mean, really?
4010. Thanks.
Spammer!
Hello? Hello, are you there? Hello? Come on. Now, I know this is whatever you said. Pods, what? I just want my pizza, man. I ordered it about an hour and a half ago, and this is the number we ordered it from. And I haven't gotten it yet, so I want it. I know this ain't Domino's, you know, and it's not going to be like 30 minutes for free, but I just want it. I don't care. I don't know where your driver is. He just called me from this number about an hour ago. I want my pizza. I'm sitting over here. It's Friday night, and I mean, this is really annoying, man. I mean, bothering the hell out of me that, I mean, you can't even get good service in this place anymore. And every time that I order something or just make a simple thing, you know, I say, I want a Whopper with no cheese. What do I get? I get a Whopper with cheese. You know, I just want a simple pizza, just something to put food in my face so that way I don't starve. You know, it's been a rough week for me. You know, my dog ran away, and now I can't even get my pizza on time delivered. I mean, I don't understand what the heck is wrong with you people. You people just come to our country and, like, toss pizza dough up in the air and stuff, and no pizza for you. And every time I try to start to get something, get some pizza, get a beer, just anything, all I want is some pizza, man. That's all I want. What the heck, man? I want my freaking pizza. And you know what? If I don't get my pizza, I'm going to come down there right now. I'm going to take some anchovies. I'm going to take a little bit of black olives, maybe some mushrooms, maybe some, like, that red sauce, or maybe that special white sauce that you dip your little sticks in. Dipstick. I don't have any dipsticking. You know why? I haven't been dipsticking because I don't have my order. I want my freaking order now. If I don't get it and stuff, I don't care what you're calling yourself, Podtacular. I mean, it's just driving me nuts, man. Anyways, this is Mr. Carpal Tunnel. That's my gamer tag. Take it easy.
Hey, guys. Great show. It's the Todd 45. Just checking in. I heard this new custom game is flying around out now. It's called Todd Off. It's kind of like a SWAT game type, only you're not allowed to use grenades, and it's nothing but shotguns. I'm listening to the shows right now, and I can't see if you guys have featured this one yet, but if you haven't, there's one for the vault. Talk to you later. Thanks.
Yep. This is Swan Princess. Just wanted to say hello to Spellcheck. Yep. Later.
Hey guys, you have a great show going. I just want to say one thing. I've seen a new kind of cheating around. It's when two people like log on, play like a Team Slayer game, and they just keep killing each other, and so they get the, you know, like the betrayals over and over again, but they don't boot each other. I don't know why people do this. I've seen it on unranked games and ranked games. I don't know if it even qualifies as cheating. It's just really annoying. So maybe if you guys can get it out there, and you know, maybe Bungie will do something about it. Thanks a lot, guys. Keep up the good work.
Hey, Podtacular. This is Mr. Carpal Tunnel from Xbox. I recently joined your forum. Love the Podtacular show. It gives me something to listen to during the day while I'm at work. you were talking the other day about, you know, newbies and people like that. And the most annoying thing happened yesterday. I was playing a game of Halo on Xbox Live with some friends and stuff. And these guys just kept, like, killing us over and over. And that one where, you know, you can go over to the other side and get up on the ledge and shoot down, and we just got spawn camped over and over. And then the most amazing thing happened. We had a blue screen for a couple seconds, and all of a sudden they lost two players. And, you know, the tides were turned. So at the end of the game, I wanted to send the guy, you know, a little, you know, feedback or talk to him and, you know, discuss what had happened during the match and, you know, gloat in our bask of Halo victory. But he wasn't there, so I had time to think of a little ditty, and here it goes. Oh, the winner has a first name, it's N-E-W-C. In the first round of Capture the Flag, they P-W-O-N-E-D, me. Oh, they spawn camped and sniped us right away. But the teabagging stopped when, to their dismay, the newbies scored and won the game with sweet C-A-R-M-N-A. Later, Podtacula. Hey, what's up? Mr. Carpal Tunnel from Xbox Live, back at you, man. Catching up on some of your old podcasts, because there aren't any current ones out, and, you know, I kind of ran out of stuff, so I'm listening to them, enjoying them. Heard you talking on one of the shows, had to chime in. You said you were trying to come up with a catchphrase, like, for Shizzle or whatever it was, and I mean, that made me think about something. You know, I never put it together, but you know why Snoop Doggy always carries an umbrella with him, don't you? For Drizzle. Anyways, man, send me my Podtacular Clan invite. I'm waiting on you. It's Mr. Carpal Tunnel. Sounds just like it spells, or spells just like it sounds. I got to join one of those clans you got. What are you up to, like, put me in clan number 43 or whichever number you're up to now. Anyways, later.
Hey, Fumo Jive and Spellcheck and everyone else at Podtacular. My gamer tag is Caveman Kitty. Capital C on the caveman, capital K on the kitty. Try not to make fun of it. So I had a custom game type I wanted to talk about. I like to call it Hog Wars. It's pretty simple. It's really not that complicated. You don't really want any more than 4 or 5 players in the game, just so that you know that. But what you do is the two vehicles, the light vehicles, are warthogs, whichever warthogs. It really doesn't make a difference. And no weapons on the map. Starting weapons should be something like a Magnum, something worthless, because you don't want people shooting while they're on foot, and like not even shooting at each other, because what you're trying to do is to get into another warthog and then just drive around and crash into people. So what we do is there's no kill limit, no score to win the round. It's unlimited. But the round time limit is an hour. You can change that if you want, but we usually play it for an hour. It's a lot of fun with 3 people, actually. You can play it with just about a maximum of 5. 2 really isn't as much fun, but, you know, it's still Hog Wars. So it's best played on Coagulation, and I'm pretty sure that's it. Enjoy.
This is Daniel 251 again. D-A-N-L 251, not like Daniel, whatever. Anyway, I wanted to give you some helpful tips for Terminal. Like I've heard a lot of people say, and you've probably said it a lot, yeah, the Wraith is really, really, really strong on this map. Like, if you have it, and it's a Team Slayer game, you'll pretty much win unless someone boards you or has rockets or something. But yeah, you're pretty much unstoppable until one of those two things happens. Also, the snipers play a really big role on this map. Like I said, I'm a sniper guy, if you listened to the last episode. You snipe from the small tower right above where the flag spawns for either blue team or red team, right from where the Wraith is. It's a good place to snipe from, but you're really vulnerable to things like nades, which I think has been said already, but, you know, whatever. Yeah, so that's a good place to snipe from, just to peek down into the other base where the two warthogs are, or where the warthog and the ghost are. And yeah, also, look out for the train. I know I've died about 20 times from the train, and it's just pissed me off. But a cool thing to do, if you're not playing, like a Team Slayer, if you're not playing a matchmaking game, go to a custom game. This really isn't a custom game type. It's just a fun thing to do. Go to a custom game where it's everything's regular and you have two warthogs. And what you do, it's called, the game's called the Leap of Faith. So what you do is you have to drive around the whole level once around like the back alleys and everything. And then what you do is you go to where the Wraith is, and then you have to drive over the tracks. It's more like a jump. It's kind of like a Dukes of Hazzard kind of thing. You got to jump over the tracks and land on the other side without getting hit by the train. And you either have like a really good outcome where you barely miss the train, or you get smashed into little pieces. So yeah, those are my tips for Terminal. Great show, guys. Always listen. And Mac users rule. That's all. Peace. I almost forgot to add, you guys are now on a potting riot. So just thought I'd tell you. All right, now I'm really gone. Bye.
Hey guys, it's Podtacular, and I've got a custom game type for you. It's called the Revolutionary War. Okay, you have two teams, the red and blue team. The red are the British, and the blue are the Americans, and on each team there are a maximum amount of players, which I believe is 8. There are 4 guys marching in formation with sniper rifles, but they can't use the scope, and they have to count to 5 before firing again. And they have to be moving as slowly as possible. One guy has the bomb, the other guy has a rocket launcher, and the other guy has a pistol. But see, the officers, they can have energy swords as their secondary weapon. And this can be played on any really big map with open space. And personally, I like playing it on coagulation. So, that's just when I get my friends over. So later, Podtacular, and bye.
Whoa, those are so amazing, weren't they?
Sweet, man, those are awesome. Hilarious.
Hilarious. Especially that one from Mr. Carpal Tunnel. He cracks me up.
That guy's awesome,
cracks,
dude.
Cracked me up.
Yeah, that was definitely
cracks me up.
Anyway, he quacks you up.
Also, if you want to send us a voicemail,
nice.
Those go over to 206-888-HALO.
Yes, they do. And guys, you can send in your tips, your strategies, your custom games, your web resources, all that stuff over to podtacular@gmail.com.
Gmail.
We'll take a look at it, and we may include it in the show.
Everyone's been bugging me for Gmail invites, and I'll send you one. Just ask.
Yeah. Also want to give some shout-outs over to NXX space 13. MadCal117, who asked me to do a sheep noise, and no, I'm not going to do a sheep noise. Come on, what are you thinking? Oh my gosh.
I never said I wouldn't do it.
Wow. I was going to go with the, like, I'm not stooping to that level thing, but you obviously blew that right out of the water. Well, also a shout out to your clan. Spellcheck will make whatever noise you want him to make.
I'll do a crack at it, at least.
Well, also a shout-out to Clan Okinawa and those guys over there, so shout-outs to them. And we have some staff that makes this show happen.
Nuh-uh, you're kidding. We have staff that help?
Yes.
Are there names?
Don't do it all ourselves.
Are the names perhaps like Gasar, Fuluent Black, Mason C2K, Kiri and Joe, Only Smoke, Zero, and me? Is that all of them?
Pretty much. That's the ones.
Oh,
making
yeah.
The show happen, we appreciate you guys.
Oh yeah, see, there's this other guy who helps, I can't remember his name. Oh, darn it. Fumo Jive, that's it, that's his name. He does a lot of work on the show. So big shout out to him. Oh man, our show isn't very long today. And it's... We're working on it, see? It's not long.
Yeah.
This probably goes another
and we're way. Trying a new recording style, so hopefully this is,
hopefully it's
the recording's gonna be a little
quality
better.
Quality and better than... I don't know. Hope you like
better
it.
Better than before. So I guess that's it, guys.
Yep.
It looks like we are out of here, and we will definitely see you next week. Send in your stuff.
Hopefully I'll be back with my regular stuff. Alright, I'm Spellcheck.
I'm Fumo Jive, and peace out. Word to the mommies.
Keep playing.
Later.
You kids at home, be safe. When you put down that video game and actually go live your lives, don't go to the library.